Time to visit with Drew Nelson, provost of the Boone campus of Des Moines Area Community College. Good to have you in.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, Boone County.
Tell you what, we're getting close. You know what?
It's close.
Four weeks?
Oh, no.
3 weeks. Let's see.
Jim. Count on the calendar for our listeners.
Two weeks.
Two weeks.
2 weeks till commencement.
I know. It is shocking that this year is done, and I have some great memories of this year, but I have a lot of missing stretches too. And I think everyone's like that right now. There's so much. I think everybody needs a vacation and to win the lottery, and we'd all be set.
Well, yeah, that would do.
Maybe in that order, win the lottery first, and
then do the vacation.
I don't know quite when post COVID's going to be over in everybody's heads. It's not just me.
No. I mean, we've been very busy, but things have been, I mean, you guys have been just rolling right along.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as getting ready, summer's done. You're already working on fall.
Our fall schedule's out there now for registration, just so everybody knows. And so, listeners, if you're thinking about registering or about enrolling, I talked to a young woman at Orshelns the other day and said, hey, are you thinking about college? And she said, well, I need to think about what I want to do. I was thinking about this, and I said, well, why don't you come up, we can do a career evaluation or career aptitude, as we used to call them, and you can think about what you want to do and get some results about what you might be good at or what you might enjoy doing. So she was gonna, and I said, just show up, just come, and you can ask for me, but I'm just going to tell you to go to a counselor or advisor. But I said, please, just, I guess I'd send that message out, this is the time to be thinking about, if you're thinking about a career and what you might do, we can actually help you with that before you start registering for classes.
Oh, yeah, because you have the career assessment program.
Yeah.
I mean,
And we have some things that we didn't have a few years ago, the Last Dollar Scholar Program, which is only covers a couple things at the Boone campus, but it covers a lot at DMAC. And I have a son at home who has a couple of associate degrees, but then is figuring out what he wants to do. And his program is probably going to be paid for by Last Dollar Scholar because there's an employment need in Iowa that his chosen work would fit under and his degree would fit under. So if you're thinking about a career and you don't know how to pay for it, you might want to come in and ask about what's on that list, because it can you basically could go to school for not either free or not much.
Gives you excellent, and you've got people there that can steer them.
We have, so our advisors, Shelby Hildreth and Blake Sandquist, who's the head men's basketball coach, Danielle Lopez, who's head volleyball coach, and Josh Kavarik, who's the head women's basketball, can take you right through that. We also have, I mean, we have other people that will work with you on that as well if you're in a specific academic discipline. But the advisors can start you out right. Ann Kiesel's great at that, assessing where you are and where you need to go. So please understand, we don't just want you to enroll. We want to take care of you, sort of your whole work-life balance and everything else.
Well, what's going to best fit your need?
Yeah.
Well, the flexibility. I mean, could you imagine the amount of flexibility? You know, everybody always used to say, well, you go for your two-year degree and –
right.
And Boone camp has always been considered more on the liberal arts side. But you have access to so much more.
So West Campus is where my son will be going. Yeah. And he...
That's our tech haven.
He's decided that the drive is worth it at this point in his life. And we have other people, like, we have some of our athletes who do ag, and we work it out so that they can take some classes online, do their generals up here, and then go in summers or around practices down to Ankeny, where they have more ag. And, of course, we've got our power equipment technician program up here. I don't want to forget that is a program we started in partnership with VanWall, and we will be, if you want to work and you want to work on stuff, on utility vehicles, small engines, you name it, plus have the ability to, you're going to get instruction in diesel engines, you're going to get instruction in electronics or electrical systems. Please understand that's available here in Boone, and if you get through the interview with VanWall, you're going to be working for them while you go to school, and they pay for it.
So
if you don't want to work for VanWall, come and pay for it yourself.
It's still great. It's still going to get you.
And we don't have very many slots open. So if you're thinking about this, you know, you've heard about it, or you're wondering what your kid's going to do, and they like to work on engines. Yeah. We don't have very many slots left for next year. So
I was going to say, that's one of those things that once we did get things set and start moving in there. It did fill.
Yeah, it did.
It's filling.
We haven't it hasn't made it the first 2 years because we were just working with Van Wall. We really want to open that up to people and understand that if you just want to take a small engine repair class, we can sign you up for it. You don't have to be in the program to do that. Yeah. And I know talking to folks around here that that's one of the the needs we have is just for people that can work on small engines. Yeah.
Still, bottom line is we basically are a liberal arts campus. We've got all the other things that are in there for them.
So. Right. So today I was working with Jen Wojcik, who's our science chair, about getting more supply money. I made a call down to Ankeny. We've got more supply money. We haven't changed our supply budget in biology in about 15 years. So it was time. It was time to quit reusing the models and the specimens and get some new stuff.
Get some new things in and move forward.
And if you haven't been to campus for about 6 months, you need to come and see the paint. The brown taupe brick that was original to the building has now been painted with light blue and some accents. We're going to do quarter center this summer with gray and blue and accents. We're getting new flooring. And DMAC has the money to do this. We just need to, we spoke up and asked for it and got it. And the campus is going to be, it's about 3/4 refreshed right now.
Yeah.
And
I think, that's been the big thing, getting it.
In another year, we're going to have it done with almost all the classrooms being painted. We've got new lights, LED lights everywhere. And in 2 years, we can really go to town on the housing. We've kept the housing up, but we can actually go in and really, as soon as we get it paid off, the original notes, we're going to go to town on it.
Do the refresh there. So, let's go back to, again, some of the opportunities that people have. Of course, we talked about careers. What about, obviously, civil engineering tech?
Right. That is rolling. And if you plan on doing that, you really need to get in because I haven't checked our enrollment for next fall yet. There's usually a wait list for that. And honestly, if we had the faculty to do it, the labor to do it, we probably could admit 2 groups of 20 per year because these are people coming back to get the degree so that they can move up in their field. They're already working. Yeah. It's an amazing program. And Renee White and Kelly Bennett do an outstanding job of running that.
You know, I think back to when they were first talking about we have this idea.
I still had hair.
That's a while ago.
I wasn't here either.
Weren't here, but I remember, they came in. That was one of those things where that community college, we've got that flexibility to be able to do some of those opportunities.
And DMAC's going through some changes and organizational changes right now. My goal with this campus, besides it looking good and continuing with excellence in academics and education and supporting the community, is really that to find a couple more programs that are workforce programs somehow. I know about welding, and I would love to get welding up here. Our problem there is we don't want to start a program when we can't get instructors, and it is so hard to find people to teach that.
That's the challenge,
Full-time or part-time.
Yeah. And we do have some resources around.
Right.
But again, you'd love to be able to be the go-to to offer that.
Because I know that the community and our employers need that. I hear from them all the time. Believe I'm listening. It's just, to set up a welding lab is very expensive. That's not insurmountable, but to set it up and run it, a little bit much. We it's hard to find people to teach it, just like it's hard for them to find employees.
Well, one of the things that a lot of people might know from their local school board meetings, that many of them have their DMAC arrangement.
Right.
I call it an arrangement. But all community colleges, I believe, do this across the state. This is an opportunity, again, where you collaborate with the local schools.
Yes. So
a number of educational opportunities.
Principal Johnson was in touch with me this week to talk about what we're going to do together next year. And Julie Trepp has been, and Megan McIntyre and Jill Janes are wonderful to work with. We really want to expand that so that we have the same relationship with Ogden and Gilbert. Yeah. And Madrid. Madrid's a little hard because they're close to Ankeny, so their kids tend to split. They kind of split, but the other two, Ogden and Gilbert, we really want to work with as closely as we do with Boone, because it's an incredible opportunity that Iowa gives people to get some of their credits out of the way before they leave high school, or to do training programs. And Boone's EDGE program is amazing. I hope everyone understands how unusual and amazing that program is. When you complain about not having shop class, it's not true.
Yeah.
I still hear that sometimes. Why don't we have shop class anymore?
They're thinking of the old.
They're thinking of the old way of doing things, but right now.
The way we did it back in the 60s and stuff.
I know. So, but
some in those days.
Boone truly does do an amazing job at the school district level of preparing students to work emotionally as well as just with skills. They do a great job.
DMAC does provide, again, regular curriculum opportunities for them.
So this year we had history because they lost their history teacher, and the kids came out to campus, which we regard as a great recruiting opportunity. It's a great opportunity for them to see. I think they've got someone for next year, but if there are any other classes, we really are trying to arrange schedules so that students in high school can take biology or chemistry or math, especially the math classes that are above Cal 2.
Mm-hmm.
We've had kids come out and take Cal 2, Cal 3, and I don't know if anyone in high school has gone through differential equations. I don't even know what that is. But
don't you?
No, I can tell you,
there was a day when my brother was teaching my sister, who was in fifth grade at the time,
how to
do differential equations.
Not in my family, Jim.
And I'm going, okay, I don't know what she was going to use it for in fifth grade. But anyway,
that's... Probably to take over the world.
Yeah, could have been. But this is an opportunity. Again, now, with commencement coming up, you probably are going to have a couple of students that are high school waiting
We should have a few that get, I don't know how many on our campus specifically. And I want to expand that. That is one of my goals when I got here, was to expand that opportunity so people get their associate's degree 2 weeks before they get their high school diploma. And it's been a little bit hard because Iowa is not quite set up to encourage that. DMAC, though, now has a sort of a more clear pathway to doing 15 credits or all of your core or the whole degree.
Sure.
And we're working with the schools to get students started on that. It's something that takes you 3 or 4 years to do. You can't do that your last 2 years of high school.
And for people that may not realize it, I mean, we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars this has.
Yes, because
in savings for parents.
Typically what happens when students have that degree when they come out, universities and colleges are lined up to get them. They really want those kids who have demonstrated that they can finish. And they usually have pretty good grades. I would also encourage our homeschoolers to look at DMAC.
Mm-hmm.
That is a group that can benefit immensely from those dual diplomas, where just send them to us and we will, we'll figure out how to do it. But going through homeschooling and getting the socialization at the high school level is great, but it's even better at the college level. Those were some of my, when I was in Texas, I had some of my most amazing students were dual credit homeschool kids that were on the campus all the time.
The opportunities are there.
Yeah.
It's there. And once again, the cost is to your benefit.
We can figure this out.
Let's put it that. It's to their benefit. Let's talk a little bit about, again, because with the commencement coming up, I know you've got a number of very accomplished students that are moving on. I mean, we're talking for four-year institutions, scholarships, and highly sought-after students.
Yeah, so the Coca-Cola scholars are there. Allison Arnold collected something else again the other day. It was for Future Business Leaders of America. So if you see, she would be embarrassed if I said this, but if you see her at Fairway checking people out, be sure to mention that you're proud of her for doing a good job. Congratulate her. She's such a great person. And we've had some of those come through. I saw Pedro Salazar, who was one of our former students. I think he's getting married maybe. We stay in touch with our alums, whether they were superstars or whether they were athletes. We stay in touch with them. Yeah, the opportunity to do really amazing stuff was seen at STEM Fest.
Oh, yeah.
We had a lot of student volunteers at that this year, probably more than we've ever had. And boy, was it well attended. We had over 500 people come through there.
I remember when Natalie said her and Nancy were talking about they would love to break the 500 mark and easily did it.
Yeah. The fire department was there, and we were sorry we invited them because they wouldn't let us run the
the
hoverboard inside with a gas engine. So if you're hearing us, they're protecting the public, and we did it outside, and it worked fine. But I saw one of your grandkids on that.
Oh, both of them were on there. Yeah. So yeah, no, they loved it. They had a great time there. I think one of the first times they'd really gotten in there. Of course, there's one you can't get past anything with a Lego.
Right.
They had a lot of different things too, and
the variety was incredible.
Yeah, over 50.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. Nancy and Natalie did an amazing job. I will mention that right now. Nancy is out with students picking up Highway 30, mile stretch right now.
Just out there doing the clean. Well, Earth Day coming up. So
we have Earth Day activities this week, which will be mostly done by the time by Thursday. But I think today, which is Thursday. I'm getting my times right.
Yeah.
Luc LeBlanc will be playing out there. If the public wants to come and see a really good singer-songwriter, he'll be out at around noon. Okay. And, you know, we've got the cafe running. By the way, the cafe's doing booming business. I've talked with Connie about this, our manager, and she kind of comes in, oh, we didn't do so good at lunch. How much did you do for breakfast? Oh, we made like 30 or 50 burritos. So the volume there is good enough so that we feel really comfortable about continuing that service the way it is with that crew. We have our retired teachers who come out and get coffee once a week, and we're happy to have the public out there.
Let's talk a little bit about some of our sports teams here. We've got some things going on.
Men's golf won a tournament, and they don't winning a tournament's hard.
Yeah. Yeah,
everybody's got to be on the same page. They won by 14 strokes the other day. Yeah, that was a big time performance by our DMAC men Bears golf team. They are looking really good this year. I am hopeful that they will do some damage. Our goal is to finish in the top five nationally.
Okay.
Which ain't easy when you're playing against warm weather schools.
Absolutely.
But the golf simulator in the new building has made a huge difference. And Coach Seabach and Coach Briley are bringing in people that are good and they get better. And our women's golfers are doing great, too. Baseball is in the middle of the conference right now, and they're up and down. And softball's a little more up and down than they usually are. But at the end of the year, we'll see what they do.
Still an opportunity for people to go out and watch. I mean,
remember, those are free.
Yep. Bring your lawn chair.
Bring your lawn chair, because baseball and softball get good crowds. And the prime seating for softball is behind the fence in the outfield, where you can see through. We have a lot of people, and they bring their well-behaved dogs.
But that's it. Yeah, get out there and look out. I mean, pick a spot. Yeah, you know, just come out.
Yeah.
Got some great weather for it, too.
So I see Daryl Cruz out there almost every time there's a softball game. He likes to watch those.
And
baseball had good attendance the other day when they won 20-10 over Southwest. And we love having the community out there. Oh, and then we've had a food truck out there.
I noticed that also.
And they are happy because on a Wednesday, they typically don't have a place to go, and they can come hook up, and they actually have really good food and do good business out there. And it's a great service that all I have to do is say, yeah, you can park out there. Yeah. I don't have to deal with the rest of it.
Let them do it.
Yeah.
Let them do it. So, again, we've got great opportunities for all of that going on. And I was thinking there's a few other things. Oh, who's going to go walking, hiking, and rucking?
Oh, that's right.
This weekend.
We're praying. The weather's looking a little shaky. It may not snow.
A little cool.
A little cool. And we've got our 5K in my boots this weekend on Saturday out at McHose. You can get in touch with us through Facebook or our website, and if you want to register for that. Sean Taylor has done an amazing job. I think he's got... I haven't talked to him in several days about it, but I know he had over 100 registered.
Oh, sure.
And there's a shadow run.
Yep, going on in
Kuwait.
Kuwait.
Maybe. Yeah. So we'll
same
have
time.
At the same time, we'll have our brothers and sisters in arms over in Kuwait know that they're being recognized for the service they provide, and they get really excited. And occasionally, one will come back. We'll get back to Iowa and or let us know that they're going to be here. And they're always appreciative of the fact that they feel connected back to the home country.
Well, that's one of the things. And again, for the public, if you go to just get me registered, I think you can still get in. Nominal fee, $25.
Yeah.
All the proceeds go to support veterans programs.
Yeah.
So, and that's something that
It's the ninth time they've done this. Yeah.
So I think of course Sean started it.
Yep.
But he's got a collaborative effort that's really.
We have a lot of students who help out.
A bunch of them really are committed to helping.
We've had really good participation. Coach Coronado, our assistant volleyball coach, usually wails through that course pretty fast. there's not many people that can keep up with her. But we've had some pretty good runners.
Oh yeah.
Over the last couple of years, I've been surprised. Peter Kozgai is our chemistry teacher, and I'm not sure anyone's going to beat Peter. He won two races in one day last fall.
Wow.
But he is also a Division III Hall of Fame runner.
Well, there's that part.
And by the way, a great chemistry teacher. So. I've observed him and confirmed that. And that just, I think you all know this, how much we appreciate the community. I hear from the community how much they appreciate DMAC and they appreciate having a campus here. But we really do want you to thank us by participating and coming out.
Come and be
the
a
best,
part.
The best way you can thank us for being there and supporting the community is by you guys coming out. We want you there.
Even if you don't want to go on the walk, run, carry the rucksack thing. Drew tried that. That's heavy.
It is heavy. It's full of cans. I didn't like that very much.
But again, you can come out and watch people do it.
Yeah. Come out and support the people doing it. We love having families come out. And typically, if it's not real cold, we have a lot of people wheeling kids out, doing a 5K walk with a stroller, bringing their well-behaved dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have a good time. Anyway, that's on. Check it out. Get me registered. And again, go to the DMAC 5K Run Walk Ruck.
Yep.
That's it. Saturday.
This Saturday. I know.
Wow.
And that's sort of signals the end of things. We've got the STEM Fest, we've got play, those are done, and then we've got Ruck coming up, and then graduation.
And graduation's upon us.
And then after that, everyone can take a deep breath.
For a week.
No,
not even a week.
May will be on us, but we won't have a ton. If you're planning on summer classes, we don't have a lot face-to-face on campus.
All right.
We over the years, because of high school opportunities. We used to have a lot of high schoolers come in. They're getting in their school right now. Yeah. So we have a few things this summer, but if you're planning on taking summer classes, it's probably going to be at another campus or probably online.
Yeah. And if you're looking for fall, make contact now.
Yeah. This is the time to, if you're already a student or already enrolled, please go ahead and register, because I'm not going to lie and say the classes are filling up because it's only April, but it is time for you to think about it. Some of those at the times you want may fill fast.
That's right. Drew Nelson, Provost of the Boone campus of Des Moines Area Community College. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks, Boone.